This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked European Union lawmakers for declaring Russia a, quote, state sponsor of terrorism, and said authorities were doing everything possible to restore energy to the country plunged into darkness because of Russian airstrikes. A punishing new barrage of Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure on Wednesday caused power outages across large parts of the country as well as neighboring Moldova, piling more damage onto Ukraine's already battered power network and adding to the misery for civilians as winter begins. The U.S. is sending more aid to Kyiv as Russia continues hammering Ukraine's energy sources. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The latest package is $400 million in weapons, ammunition, and generators. It'll come from the Pentagon's own stockpiles in a bid to get the aid out as fast as possible. But the continued push raises questions about just how long the U.S. and its partners can keep sustaining the fight without impacting their own military readiness. Many European nations say they've already pushed out all the excess equipment they can afford to send. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazil's vice president said on Wednesday Jair Bolsonaro's bid to challenge the election he lost last month was not likely to succeed, but argued more transparency was needed in the country's electoral process. Bolsonaro's white right-wing electoral coalition, which filed the complaint on Tuesday, claimed that votes from some machines should be invalidated. The claim seems unlikely to get far, as Luiz Inácio Lula's da Silva victory has already been ratified. This is VOA News. African leaders have declared a ceasefire in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo starting Friday, which is aimed at stopping attacks by the M23 rebel group, they said in a statement. The declaration was issued by the leaders of Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, and Angola, and former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta after a summit on Wednesday aimed at finding solutions to the East Congo crisis. Eastern Congo is facing an insurgency by the M23, a Tutsi-led rebel group which the Congolese government claims is supported by neighboring Rwanda. Rwanda denies this, but the M23's resurgence this year has caused a major diplomatic crisis. Two blasts went off near bus stops in Jerusalem at the height of morning rush hour, killing a Canadian-Israeli teenager and injuring at least 18 in what Israeli police said were attacks by Palestinians. The first blast on Wednesday went off near a bus stop that's usually crowded with commuters on the edge of the city. The second went off about a half hour later in a settlement in the city's north. There's been an uptick in recent weeks in attacks by Palestinians. A Walmart employee killed six people and wounded several others before fatally shooting himself at a store in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia, authorities said on Wednesday, in the latest episode of gun violence in the United States. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The Tuesday attack came during a busy holiday week and is the latest episode of mass gun violence in America. Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky said the shooter was found dead at the scene. Tuesday's bloodshed comes just days after a gunman killed five and injured 17 at a Colorado LGBTQ nightclub, and also follows an attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, when three members of the University of Virginia football team were shot and killed after a suspect opened fire on a bus full of students. Walmart employee Brianna Tyler told ABC News that the shooter was a manager at the store, saying, quote, "I looked up and my manager just opened the door and he just opened fire."
Ahead of Thursday Thanksgiving holiday, millions of Americans will travel by air, but not this cat, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
An alert agent at New York's JFK Airport noticed tufts of orange fur poking out of a slightly unzipped suitcase. When the bag went through x-ray, there was a cat inside. The TSA's Lisa Farbstein.
The cat likely crawled in itself, although that's speculation on my part.
She says the owner of the suitcase was contacted and apparently did not know the cat was in there.
They must have shown him the cat or something of that nature. And so the man told officials that the cat belonged to somebody else in the household.
Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Joe Ramsey.